Okay, this is Monday, November 5th, 2012, the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee meeting. I'm calling it to order. This is I'm Bill Crozier, Vice Chair of the PNB and from KPFT in Houston. Let's see, our regular secretary is not here, Campbell. I'll go ahead and call the roll. And hold on just a second, sorry. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Thank you. Nia Bediaco? Not here. Lydia Brazon?
Here.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson? It's not here. Afia Bongaza? Not here. Summer Reese?
Present.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg? You still here, Tracy?
I said here. Sorry if you didn't hear me.
Okay. Thank you. I got you. And I didn't hear you earlier. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So that's five. So we have quorum. I set out an agenda earlier today, this afternoon, along with some ideas yesterday, too. I'll just read it for those of you maybe listening on the stream or the archives. One, call to order. Two, roll call, which we just did. Three, approve agenda. Four, review/approve October 1st, 2012 committee minutes. Five, confirm next meeting for coordinating committee. It's currently listed as December 3rd. Six, recommendations for agendas and dates for upcoming teleconference PNB meetings, including 6A, November 8th, confirm the auditor and national office budget, plus other things on the agenda. Some other date, unspecified for right now, the PRA budget, and another topic, possibly dedicated meetings of the PNB or ad hoc committees for each of some specialized topics that might include strategic planning, development and off-air fundraising. Third one would be promotion, marketing, and increasing listenership and membership, or other topics. So this is sort of in lieu of having an in-person meeting. The idea was to have a dedicated meetings of the PNB for those. Be thinking of other topics. Seven, new business. Eight, review action items. 10, adjourn. So first thing we ask is, would somebody be willing to take notes, take minutes tonight, since Campbell's not here?
This is Teresa. I cannot.
No, and
okay.
I'll be lucky if I last a half an hour here.
Yeah, and I'm going to be driving, and I recommend an abbreviated meeting.
I will try. I got to get up early in the morning for the elections, too, but okay, I'll try to take notes. Help me if I if anybody else takes notes, and I'll so you can check my draft for minutes. I appreciate it. Okay. Anything else for the agenda or any changes for the agenda, anybody?
Well, is there anything that we can cut off from it? I mean, I think some people will be leaving. We're already barely at quorum. Anything?
We don't have to discuss these for very long if you don't want to. But I don't think these will necessarily take a lot of time.
Especially if no one's on the call. Yeah.
Well, if you want to rearrange anything,
let's not belabor it. Let's just move on. I won't object. Okay.
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 All right. Any objections to the agenda? Hearing none, then it's approved. Okay. Next agenda item: review/approve the October 1st, 2012 committee minutes. Our secretary's not here. Several people aren't here. Do you want to approve them or? Wait.
Yes, this is Tracy. I will move to approve.
Something we're fine.
Okay.
They're all the same, but.
Okay, let's see. Two, three minutes. Sorry, I'm writing this down. And that was for the October 1st meeting. Okay, and I must admit, I just skimmed over them. Actually, I read them earlier, and Campbell sent them out almost 2 months ago, or almost 1 month ago. So, I forget the details, but I didn't see anything. I don't remember anything offhand that I had a problem with. So are there any corrections to the minutes? Okay, so any objections to approving the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes.
Okay. Well, Tracy already moved that. So, okay. So here, if there are no objections, then no. Thank you. Okay, next agenda item is confirm next meeting for the coordinating committee. And it's listed on the calendar as Monday, December 3rd, first Monday. Assume that's still okay with everybody.
Yeah, when is our December PMB meeting?
What's listed on the calendar right now is only one meeting so far. It's the 13th. And we will need to highlight the minutes then, plus see what else we can get through. We're probably going to need another PMB meeting in December also, I'm suspecting, if we want to make any headway on some of our other committee reports and motions. The 13th.
Why don't we try to have a Saturday morning meeting?
I'm open to whatever people want.
Okay, well, can we what's on the agenda right now, Bill, just to clarify, is first just setting the coordinating committee meeting, right?
Right.
Right, and so the date again is November?
December 3rd.
I mean, December 3rd. Yeah, that's fine. I think that's
first
fine.
Monday, that would be any meeting the PNB might have in December.
Tracy for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
I had a standing motion at the beginning of the year that we would try to meet twice a month on the second and the fourth Thursdays. I realize that the fourth Thursday in December is going to be difficult, so I think that what we need to do is figure out when the second December meeting will be. But the second Thursday in December shouldn't be controversial, and I think we should follow the standing motion that we have, and then if there's a need to schedule more meetings on top of that, then that's something the coordinating committee can recommend. But we should be planning to meet twice in December on Thursdays.
Okay. Well, right now that's the next agenda item. Right now we're just discussing the meeting.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's relevant to when the PNB meets, too.
Sorry, I got confused.
Right. So is there any objection to December 3rd for the next coordinating committee?
Right. Sounds good.
No.
No objections? Okay. All right. So then the next agenda item is meeting dates and, you know, agenda items, whatever we need to discuss for the upcoming PNB meetings. And again, so what's currently on the KPFDX calendar is Thursday, December 13th. And that will, among other things, we'll need to vote on the bylaws amendments then. And that will probably take some time. And then November the 8th, this Thursday, those are the only two meetings listed so far for the rest of the year, the calendar year. So we're going to pick the dates first, and they kind of fit in with the what we need to do for each of them. But I know we have two more budgets. Well, we have a PRA and National Office budget and consolidated budget to approve. We have an auditor to approve. Assuming we'll do the auditor this Thursday and the National Office budget this Thursday. Is that right, Tracy?
Yes.
Okay. And the PRA budget's not ready yet. But
hopefully
correct.
PRA is
okay.
Not prepared?
Hey, pardon?
Did you say PRA is not prepared to be approved?
PRA is not prepared to be approved. There are still a couple of last-minute things to iron out. The NFC will get it done by next Tuesday, but we were unable to get it done last Tuesday because Brian was unavailable and it just couldn't happen.
But the National Office budget is ready to be prepared?
Yes, okay. And a draft of it was already sent to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we had a meeting Sunday last night to do that. Okay. I'm suggesting we meet on the 29th of November, the fifth Thursday. Another alternative is the 15th, but the development committee is planning to meet then, and we've bumped them several times already. And the 29th is, you know, a little later again for approving the rest of the budgets, but at least we can get that done.
Okay,
that's
good for me. Go ahead, Lenny.
No,
This is Lydia. That sounds good to me. I have to step away from the phone briefly, but that's a yes for me for the 29th.
Okay.
I think the 29th and the 13th sound fine. I think it's likely that we'll have to schedule another meeting in December, and I need to look at a calendar to have any idea how that would be doable.
You mean the 8th? The 13th is fine.
I'm sorry, what are those dates for?
PNB meetings.
The PNB meeting. Finance is 13th.
Oh, finance is 13th. So
I'm asking because I thought you had said the 10th was a PNB meeting. I'm driving. I'm trying to keep track of the dates. Sorry.
Okay, so what dates are being proposed for the PNB meetings in December? I think we're all agreed on the 29th of November.
Any objections to the 29th?
Pardon me, did somebody say that there's a finance committee on Thursday the 13th?
No. I don't know why there would be.
Tuesday the 13th.
Okay, of November. Okay.
Yes.
Tuesday the 13th of November. Right.
Sorry for the confusion.
There's already a PNB meeting scheduled for this Thursday the 8th. This is the second Thursday.
Okay.
And then we're talking about adding it on the 5th Thursday the 29th.
So what if we add a PNB meeting? I mean, I don't remember what things you're stepping on with other Thursdays, but what if we did the first and the third Thursdays in December instead of the second and the fourth? That would be the 7th and the 13th, right?
Okay, well, like, we're just about to get to December. So, but there were no objections to the 29th of November, is that right?
No.
Okay. So for December, we have the 13th already on the calendar. That's the second Thursday. That's about the earliest we could meet off, that we could vote on the bylaws amendments. Of course, theoretically, if all of the board reads them all and gets familiar with them beforehand and gets their questions answered beforehand during this two-month period that's what it's for, the vote should be pretty quick. But when we try to shorten the discussion time, I know people object, but what do you think? Do you think we could get some other things done that evening?
Well, I think that's a good idea, but is anything scheduled for Thursday the 6th of December?
No, it's open.
So what if we met on the 6th and the 13th, or on the 6th and the 20th would be a little late in December, that tends to piss people off.
Yeah.
So what if we did the 6th and the 13th,
and then
we reconvened in early January?
That's my suggestion, because I think we'll get better attendance and people won't be hating life so much.
Yeah, well, and the LSPs are going to need to be meeting. Well, they normally don't want to meet on Thursdays anyway. So.
Well, the LSPs are going to have to meet in late December after the elections. We've talked about that. So, if anything, we don't want to clog up late December so the LSPs can't meet. So
right.
Getting our meetings over with by the 13th is good.
Okay. What are you proposing we meet on at a meeting on the 6th?
Okay, ma'am.
All right, Tracy?
Right, that's what we're proposing.
Well,
and then no more PNB meetings until early January.
Not a lot.
All right, any more discussion about the 6th?
Well, I'll be voting no. This is Lydia. Can you hear me? Because I'm Bluetoothing now.
Yeah. Hi, Lydia.
Hi. Okay. So I object to the 6th, but the 29th was fine. I just don't think it's realistic in December. But.
Okay. Well, do you have a different
suggestion
for December?
No. Just the second meeting in December I support, but the first one, the week right after the 29th, I think it's too soon. We're not allowing enough time to even do the work we have to do in the committees in between if we meet every week. So I just count me as a no. Let's move on. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The
well, November will be better. Two out of
no,
five.
We don't have to, no, I'm sure I'm the only one that feels that way. So just make one no.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand Claudia's point, but it seems to me trying to do a meeting in late December is going to be tough. And I think we do need to meet twice a month. So for me, the 6th is the best compromise available.
Okay, well, can we go ahead and vote on that?
Yes.
Okay, Tracy's motion is to add a PNB meeting on the December 6th. also, second call, well, I'll just call who's here. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa.
What did you say?
We're voting on whether to have a PND, at a PND meeting on December 6th.
That's fine with me.
So Teresa votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Summer, Tracy?
I vote yes.
Okay, one second. Wait a minute. I put Teresa down twice. Okay. Sorry, Olivia?
No.
Olivia votes no. Summer?
Yes, I'm fine.
Summer votes yes. Okay, anybody else doing the slate on the call? Okay, so that's approved 4-1. Okay, other dates for December? Do we want to just not schedule any more then?
Well, this is Tracy. I'm going to weigh in again. If, in fact, we want, and I think the bylaws insist that the LSBs meet in December to seat new members, then they're going to have to do that in most cases in the third and fourth week of December. And I think if we set up PNB meetings, we are really making impediments to that, and I don't want to make impediments to that. So I'm inclined to think, in addition to the holidays, that there's lots of reasons not to schedule a third PNB meeting in December, but instead to schedule heavily in early January if we feel that we need to, which we can do.
Okay. Well, do you want to go ahead and put a date on the calendar for that? The delegate assemblies are going to be meeting in early just January anyway to elect directors.
Right.
Preferably the first week in January, or at least, I'm looking at, I mean, the last weekend in January, which is sort of the normal date for the so-called annual meeting of the PNB, starts at the January 25th. That's Friday.
Uh-huh.
So the stations really should be meeting by probably at least the 9th, at the very latest, to elect directors.
Yeah. In general, the LSB, when is New Year's Day? What day of the week in 2013?
Is what?
What day of the week is New Year's Day on 2013?
Oh, it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, okay. Well, generally the LSBs meet on Wednesdays and Saturdays. I mean,
yeah.
That's been kind of established for a long period of time. So it seems to me that if we take a Thursday for the PNB, that shouldn't screw things up that much.
Yeah. So the local station boards can meet the delegates the first week to elect directors and then have another meeting on a different day in January for the regular LSB business. Or if they want to,
you know, whatever.
That's what ours always does.
January 10th, is that a Thursday? That's the second Thursday in January?
Yeah, and that's already on the calendar, the second
Thursday. Okay, good. So why don't we leave that for now, and if we feel we need to schedule another meeting, and we could do that in December, no?
Yeah.
Well, we could, but I guess if we're really recommending, we could recommend the 3rd of January. That's the first Thursday, but...
But I'm saying if they haven't met yet at the LSB level, maybe that's kind of a moot point. I don't know.
Well, it's just nice to get things on the calendar early so people can make plans and not, so we don't have to juggle other meetings around.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
I support Summer's comment that maybe we should wait on that a little bit, see what's going on. We might have to pick other dates and, you know, whatever. It's kind of been a crazy time.
Yeah, my guess is that a lot will go on, and we're going to meet more than once in January before the in-person. So there's, in a sense, picking out dates in advance helps because they end up less inconvenient dates. But that said, we can wait until December to figure it out. But, it seems to me pretty obvious we're probably going to meet 2 or 3 times in January.
Probably. Especially if we want to get through more of these motions that have been sitting on the agenda for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, are we done talking about dates for PNB meetings? Okay. So, we have added, we had November 8th already on the calendar. We've added November 29th. We've added December 6th. And December 13th and January 10th were already scheduled. So we had one meeting at the end of November and one at the beginning of December. Okay. Now, on sort of the same agenda item I had was topics for...
Oh, point of information, what is the next date of the next coordinating committee, December what?
The 3rd, first Monday.
Thank you.
Okay. So, let me get my agenda out again. So for the agenda, which I will try to, I probably will not get it sent out till Wednesday. I'm sorry. I'm going to be, I have a very long day tomorrow at the polls, and I need to, I probably won't get it out till Wednesday. But we're voting on the auditor and the national office budget. Anything other special that we need to juggle around for this upcoming meeting? Just all the...
Not that I know of.
Can we ask Summer if maybe we have to have a shorter in-person meeting to deal with those two items and then go into executive session? I don't know.
You mean the public meeting? Shorter public meeting?
Yeah. Do we need to reduce the time for the public session? Because that would require the web notice and extend the one for executive session.
It's
a question, not a suggestion.
I think, are we scheduled for an hour and a half of executive session right now?
I don't remember, but I can change it, whatever you want. We've been doing most of these meetings, we've had 2 hours of open session and 1 hour of executive session, but some of them have been 1.5 hours each.
I think it's fine the way it is. I mean, I can fill everybody in on what's going on at National from a financial perspective and everything. I think we'll be okay, whether it's an hour or an hour and a half. So.
May I recommend an hour and a half because what's been taking time are questions.
Yeah, that's fine. So why don't we do that? Just schedule an hour and a half for open, hour and a half for closed. That seems fine.
Yeah.
We tend to get bogged down, even with these weekly meetings, we were having for about 6 weeks. We got bogged down every meeting with long Q&As, and then we didn't get to much else on the agenda. So an hour and a half for each session?
So I moved to have an hour and a half for each, if that's okay.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
I'm fine with that. I think that's reasonable with what's going on this week.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do the national office budget, and we have to do the audit. And I don't think anything else in open session is mandatory. And there's no reason we shouldn't be able to do that in 90 minutes.
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia.
Yeah, and I think that's how we should notice it, because these are supposed to be special meetings regardless. I mean, what can I say? So if we limit the agenda and make it so confusing to always just do a say that, I know it serves a purpose, so we don't lose track of everything else. But it would really be nice for people to focus on those two things. And, and maybe have one or two in case we don't use up the time. But,
Well, this is Tracy. I mean, I'm going to disagree a little. I think we definitely need to put those two things at the top of the agenda. But if we are able to get rid of them in 45 minutes, which would be nice, and it's possible, it would seem to me like we want to use the rest of the open session time to move through whatever's next on the agenda. So,
okay, so are there any objections to doing that? We'll put the auditor and, the national office budget at the top of the agenda. Well, I'll just keep the other stuff on there that we've been having. And we'll get to as much of it as we can, maybe none of it, hopefully some of it. I don't think the national office budget's going to take much time, and I don't know if the auditor. I hope the auditor won't take a lot of time either to vote on that, but you never know. Okay, so an hour and a half each for the opening and closed sessions. That was a motion by Lydia. Is there any objection to that part of it? Hour and a half each? Okay, hearing no objection, then we'll approve that. And are there any other changes or things for the agenda for Thursday that you know of? If there's any committees meeting tonight, for example, or tomorrow, we can, if they have any motions, we can add those, but they'll be after those two we just discussed. Okay, then for the 29th, we'll have hopefully a Pacifica Radio Archives and national and a consolidated budgets, right, Tracy?
At this point, I would say yes, absolutely. I don't see any reason why not.
Okay. Anything else special anybody knows of?
No.
Okay. Writing notes here as we go. Okay, and then the next meeting, which we decide will be December 6th. Anything, I guess that's when we should try to get through some more motions and everything, because the following week will probably be tied up much of it on the bylaws amendments.
Right, so if we can notch off all the committee reports on the 6th, that would be good.
Yeah, that's optimistic. Get all of them.
It's really nice.
Like a normal organization. Yeah.
I mean, you think that you could. I mean, I know the stuff that didn't come. I know the stuff that didn't come. Sorry, the bus is yelling. Hold on.
Okay.
Anyway, what I was saying is I know that the stuff that came up through committee we never get to. I understand that. But the committee reports, at least, it seems like we should eventually get to.
Okay. So, I mean, if other committees come up with things, we'll add those as we go along. All right. And then the 13th, the main item on the agenda, or the first thing would be the bylaws amendments. Let's see. I'm going to write that down. And Summer, I guess if you can try to let me know, you know, when I'm sending the agenda out a few days in advance, if you think you'll need extra time for
sure,
related
for the
executive
session. Yeah.
Well, or either way, either open or closed, you know, like, I don't know, if there's leases we need to vote on or, you know, whatever comes up, for example, let me know so we can save time for that. Things that are time critical.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. All right. Anything else we need to talk about now for upcoming PNB meetings? Oh, I remember the other the thing I was suggesting. Again, sort of to take the place of an in-person meeting is I know a lot of us wanted to have several hours at least to talk about some specific topics. And what I was thinking about is to sort of simulate that, maybe have dedicated conference calls just for each one of those. And people that aren't interested in them, they wouldn't have to participate. They would just be recommendations to the full PNB, sort of like a committee of the whole, or an ad hoc committee. So people wouldn't have to worry about missing the meeting if they, you know, afraid of not being able to vote on it. Is there any thoughts on that?
This is Teresa. My thought is that that if we're going to talk about strategic planning, it can either be in the development meeting or it could be in the frat meeting, and that everybody can be invited to it. If you find somebody that's capable of finding just a bite-sized, you know, an appropriate-sized topic that we can get into and get something constructive discussed and get out. I mean, I would like to discuss development, and I would like more people involved than just four or five people, because if we're not all involved in it, it doesn't get done. I mean, I'm still rather miffed that if we have Goal Busters, it's going to be just KPFA. I don't think that's the way a network should act. So I'd like to discuss more development, and I'd like to start thinking of ways that we can act like a network rather than five separate stations. And I think that part of the reason why we're so hard on our national office is that some people don't think that's a very high priority. So if those are the two things, development and strategic planning, I think that we ought to just fold them into some of our committee meetings.
Okay, those were two of the three.
What's the
third? You think both? Well, the other one I suggested was a combination of promotion, marketing, increased listenership, and membership.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest aspect to that is that every committee should have a piece of that in their committee discussion. I don't care what the committee is. I mean, part of what you just said has to do with programming. So I agree with Teresa that I don't care, like, what it is, what committee you're on. There's a financial aspect to it. And there are ways to both reduce costs and to increase revenue in every single aspect. And the greatest liability that I see on the board is that instead they, I would love to see us do less talking, unless it is in committee, with including that as every single meeting of every single committee, and more acting upon. I think everybody is shy about asking for money. It's not fun, but Pacifica does something that nobody else does, and we should not be shy about it. We should not apologize for it. We should not apologize for our lengthy fund drives. We should just realize that what Pacifica does is unique, and it's worth every cent that we ask people to contribute to it. So I support what Teresa says and take it farther, that every single committee should have that as one aspect of what they deal with.
Okay, now which aspect? I had three topics. Are you talking about just one of them or all of them? Or
whatever is appropriate to that committee. There is nothing in Pacifica that cannot be benefited both by economy and by increasing within the subject matter of that committee the revenue.
Okay. Well, I have a few comments, but I'll wait. Anybody else want to talk about this?
Well, this is Teresa. I think that if you
let's see if somebody else that hasn't spoken on this yet wants to speak. Tracy or Summer?
I'm all in favor of more development. I'm all in favor of more action, less talking. I think we waste a ton of time in meetings. I don't know. What do you want me to add to it? I mean, yeah, here. So, you know.
Well, Teresa's proposal was to not have separate meetings, just have this folded into current committees.
What do you mean? I'm misunderstanding something.
Okay, Bill, put me on the stack at some point.
Well, let me come back to you then, Summer. How's that? Okay, Tracy, you want to go?
I would like more clarity on what Teresa's proposing because I don't think I understood her entirely. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let me let Tracy go, and then we'll get back to you.
And then, Bill, don't forget my proposal was similar but separate.
Okay. So, Tracy?
Well, I hear what people are saying, but the reality is that when everything is an aspect of everything, you don't hone in and focus on particular things. I mean, of course, development needs to be factored into everything, and increasing listenership needs to be factored into everything, but what we're trying to do is come up with concrete suggestions about a direct goal. So it seems to me that you do need some dedicated time at which you're not dealing with the other peripheral issues that come to the various committees. So it's not so much which committee hosts it or what venue we use. I think it's perfectly fine for a development committee to host a session about development. But I think there is importance in terms of defining this time as being used particularly for one thing, and to define what that thing is. What is the goal of this session? What is the deliverable that we want to walk out of here with? Not to use grant speak language, but, you know, what is the thing we want to achieve in these X number of hours? We're going to, at the end, have this thing. And I think that's kind of what we don't do. We often just gather on a topic and let everybody brainstorm and then pass. That's it. It's over. There's no deliverable at the end. So to me, this is about sort of framing a session and saying we're going to walk out of this with a draft strategic plan for the next 5 years. We're going to walk out of this with three development ideas that we suggest be implemented next year. We're going to walk out of this with the bones of a communications plan for this organization, which is the one that I'm interested in most. And I think that's sort of how you make the time productive and why this is different than just a regular committee call. Because I think we brainstorm until the cows come home and we get lots of good ideas, and where we're falling down is, okay, which good ideas are we going to pick and implement? and when, and who's going to do it. I mean, that's the part that we don't get to, because I've sat through lots of board brainstorming sessions, and some have been frustrating and some have been great, but none of them have really led to anything. So that's what I would say in terms of the structure. And it's whoever wants to show up, essentially. I mean, you can't compel people, but for those people who do want to do it, it gives them a structure to work inside of, and I think that we need that.
Okay. Well, let me just motivate mine a little bit. What I was thinking is that, you know, I've been frustrated, and I think some other people have, is that a number of times we've had discussions about these topics, and we're really good at coming up with things that we ought to do, but the trouble is that we don't have follow-up. Maybe that's kind of relates to what Tracy was talking about in terms of a deliverable. But I remember 2 years ago we had a really good workshop discussion. We invited even the public to join in. We had just broke up into small groups, and we talked about promotion and how to increase listenership and membership. A lot of great ideas, but with nobody assigned to take responsibility to follow up, everybody just assumed somebody else would do it. And so there wasn't much follow-up. I think there was a little bit of follow-up in New York on some of it. I don't know if any of the other stations doing any of it. And we've talked about ideas for development. You know, yes, we should have more grant proposals. Yes, we should have more. We should be contacting major donors. We should be going after lapsed donors, you know, all kinds of things like that. But we're just not doing it. And strategic planning takes a lot of time. We've done some of that at KPFT. We still never finished it. And it's likely to take months. And I don't mind that. I hope, yeah, as Lydia was saying, and Teresa, that current committees will work on this. Obviously, the development committee is interested in development, but I'm not sure about the others. And I just don't want strategic planning to just fall by the wayside for years. And same thing for promotion and marketing. I think if there's not a group dedicated that's really interested in that topic and will continue to push for it and maybe get more involvement at the LSB level.
If you want to do it, then offer to be in charge of it and schedule it for Saturday morning and get a commitment from some of us here to be on that call. And then delegate some things. I mean, I don't know how else to do it. Because, I mean, if you're hoping that someone else will do it, then you might never get to it. I'm just saying Heather is very interested in development, and she is willing, and we have a meeting scheduled. So, you know, if she thought it was productive, we would find the time to tackle that topic and invite everybody to join the call.
Okay. Well, I wasn't suggesting that we do all these topics in one group or one meeting. I was just suggesting separate meetings for them. Well, somehow I have a separate meeting, phone call, probably a series of them, you know, like a committee, ad hoc committee perhaps. One, I mean, you're right, development obviously would fall into development committee, development and author fundraising. So that's kind of already set up. And maybe we just need to invite people that are interested in that to come to those, participate in those conference calls. But there's nobody working on strategic planning, for example. And other than talking about it, I'm not sure anybody's doing much, especially with following up on promotion and marketing. You know, Heather's interested in it. We have some people in some of our LSBs that are interested in it. This was one of the major things, emphasis in the financial recovery plan that the PNB approved last winter, but I haven't seen much action on it. So, Teresa, were you suggesting you invite people interested in development to just participate in the next development call, even if they're not officially on that task force?
Definitely.
And then there's my proposal.
Okay, this is Tracy for the staff. Okay. On the communications promo marketing part, Campbell had expressed some interest in working on it. Heather and I have been working on it on kind of a micro level. I suspect there may be a couple of other board members. And again, what I'm talking about here, just so the expectations are realistic, is sort of a communications and outreach program. It's not so much a changing programming to get more listener strategy, although I think that's certainly something that's going to have to be on the table at some point. But that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is a strategic communications plan for Pacifica as it is. And my personal feeling is that's an important piece. And until we actually make some effort in that regard, in some sense, we won't know how far we have to go. Because we're not making an effort. We don't promote ourselves. So we don't know what benefit we would get from doing it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we were thinking of. And, you know, there's a, you know, there's a protocol for developing strategic communications plans innovations. Heather knows what it is. I'm familiar with it. And I think that's work that we can do in a committee, but it's an ad hoc because that committee doesn't exist. And we all have enough committees, but that said, I think it's an important piece of work, and I would be willing to sort of, you know, put a little less effort into some committees and put a little more effort into this because I think it's important.
Okay, that's strategic planning you're talking about, right?
No, I'm talking about communications. I'm talking about a strategic communications plan.
Oh, okay.
Or a strategic promotional plan, which is about how we talk about ourselves on an ongoing basis to keep our name in the public, let people know that we're here, and express our identity in a clear way.
Yeah.
You know, the lingo is branding, and that's, you know, that's a stupid word, but that's kind of what it means.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Lydia and Summer, I think, wanted to be on the stack. So, Lydia?
Yeah, so my thought was I don't have an objection to having that meeting and develop this, but what I'm recommending is that the different committees see how much of this is appropriate, can be discussed with a smaller group, and then bring it to whatever this convening entity is. So what I'm saying is that we should let the chairs, we should make a note at the PMB meeting to ask the chairs of the various committees to be mindful of that aspect of it and to, at their next meeting, add that aspect to their agenda. It might, you know, with some committees, it will be an almost non-issue, and with some, it could be a more substantive aspect of it. And then each of those committees can be more encouraged, will have more buy-in to attend this development meeting or, you know, whatever that other convening entity is. So that would be my recommendation. But again, let's talk and just come up with, of course, Summer can tell you she has 300 staff people in the national office at her disposal. And see, that's the problem, is that we have a dwindling staff that we've, you know, cut back on. And you can't just say we have these national issues and we have droves of people at the national office that can implement this. We have to come up with things that we as a volunteer board can also undertake, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with that, what you said there. Okay. Well, Summer?
I agree. Things have to have very specific goals. I found the kind of, like, development discussion we had at the national board meeting when we were in person. Well, the portion we had on Monday, which was scheduled, sounded to be more productive than when the schedule got sort of jimmied around to have a chunk of it on Saturday, which, frankly, was just people talking and airing their opinions on things, but it wasn't exactly going towards a specific direction. So I think that probably there should be some goals to set out some very specific objectives and see what can be done to achieve them. So it's like all committees. I mean, work by committee is slow for sure, but I think there is some commitment definitely to, to working on development. Obviously, I think it would be helpful to have an actual staff interface, you know, on development besides just me, but we don't have someone in that position. We certainly don't have people at the local level who qualify in any way for that stuff. I'm happy to participate in it, but I do think it would be good to maybe set out some very, five specific goals, something, kind of limited in scope so that we could focus in on getting it done, I think would be helpful so that it's practical and we don't spend endless meetings to sort of chew on our good ideas but not have any of them come to fruition. I'd rather we focused in on a couple of things and tried to see what we had to do to make them happen. So,
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, it sounds like we're getting closer to maybe coming up with a recommendation. Well, first on development, just to encourage people that want to help with development and on-air fundraising to attend the Development Task Force meetings, right? And then it sounds like maybe Tracy's talking about maybe a separate one that she and Campbell and Heather were interested in anyway on strategic communications related to promotion and getting more listeners and members. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And separate ad hoc committee or what?
I think it's going to have to be a separate ad hoc working group. It does not need to be a committee, but it can be a working group. And its only purpose is to come up with that plan, which I think we can do.
Okay. Of course, I'm assuming we're going to need more than a plan because I don't expect staff's going to do all this. And I'm trying to find ways of getting board members, including LSB members, involved in specific things like this.
The plan will involve board members. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the idea. That's the idea. It's to build capacity to do that on the board because that's something that board members can do effectively if they want to.
Okay. And then strategic planning. Do we want to try to set up something for that? Or I wish Campbell was here because I know he's interested in that. Separate from strategic communication.
If you want my opinion, and I don't know if you do or you don't, strategic planning is like a really big deal. And it's a big process. It's not a one phone call process. And in this organization, there are so many differing versions of what the organization is or could be or should be, that it's really going to be a very long process. And my guess is it would be almost impossible without some outside support of some kind. So I think if you either need to sort of tamp down exactly what you mean by strategic planning and exactly what you want to end up with at the end of it, you know, besides saying a strategic plan, or you need to see a much more long-term process. So what I would say is that I think that you need to define what you mean by strategic planning and exactly what you want to end up with at the end of it in order to sort of put some frames on that process. I think if it doesn't have frames, it'll go all over the place.
Okay. Somebody join us?
No, I think somebody left us.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, do we have kind of consensus, I guess, on two things here at least. Inviting, and this could come from whoever's on the development task force, Teresa or Heather or whoever, to invite any P&D members interested in working on a development plan or pursuing development to join the development task force calls. Is that right? Is that right, Teresa? Maybe she was the one that dropped. I don't know. And then, secondly, have another ad hoc working group that maybe Tracy's willing to convene on strategic communication, promotion, and increasing listenership. Does that sound right? Tracy?
Campbell said that he wanted to work on it and wanted to,
okay,
you know, participate there. So I'll call it a co-convening, and I'll get with him about it.
Okay. Okay, is this anything P&B needs to vote on or just announce?
I think announce. I think we're allowed to have work groups if board members want to. I mean, I don't think, you know, it's a question of no, you can't have that meeting. I mean, of course we can.
Yeah.
They may or may not accept the final work product, but we can have as many meetings as we want to.
We need to publicize how people can sign up for it and find out about whenever the conference calls are going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe that would make more sense. Well, instead of jumping off into the whole strategic planning thing, which you're right, it's a lot of work. Maybe this would be an important part of it, or these two things would be important parts of it, and then we'll make some progress on this, then maybe we can start chewing on the bigger piece of it all.
Well, yeah, and I think these two pieces would be big chunks of whatever that would turn out to be. So in a way, maybe it's a way of, you know, doing it in steps.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else that specific dedicated meetings or topics or work groups or committees we might need or try to push for now? I don't want to spread people too thin, but I want to get people opportunity to work on something productive that they're interested in. Okay, I guess we're done with that agenda item. Any new business?
No, I think we're as coordinated as we're going to get.
Okay, and action items, I guess we have Teresa, and I'll talk to her later. Not sure if she's still on the call.
I'm on.
Send out a notice about the development task force. Oh, okay. Can you do that?
Can I do what?
Send out a notice to all the PNB about the development task force, as we discussed, and invite them to join you in discussions of this development offer fundraising.
Yes.
And then, Tracy, you want to get with Campbell and the two of you, send out an invitation similar for... I guess a new ad hoc working group on strategic communications promotion and increasing listenership?
Yes.
Okay. And I will add those other meetings to the calendar, the KPFDX calendar. Any other action items?
I think we're good.
Okay. Summer, you think, is it anything else special we need to know about for the upcoming meetings? Or
no, I think we're good. And nothing is coming to mind right now besides the, you know, meltdown and free fall that we have to tell
about. You know, I have one thing, Bill.
Okay. Tracy.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because the email went by kind of fast. I know there was an announcement from Fred Blair about what happened at the audit committee on Sunday. Has he gone ahead and sent out the proposal that the audit committee is backing to the whole board? Because we should do that by tomorrow so people have a chance to read it.
I saw him today. He said he had, but I don't know if it went to the whole board or not. I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah. Bill, why don't you call Fred? Because, like I said, I think...
Okay.
Yeah. If it hadn't gone to the whole board, it should, is all. And maybe it has, and...
Yeah, just have to do what the three choices were. He'll tell you
because
things got kind of mixed up.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I just don't remember if it went to the whole board or who it went to, and so.
Okay, I tell you, I probably won't have time to talk to him and do this out before Wednesday. So I will just send what he sent. It was an audit committee recommendation, and I know he wanted it on the PNB agenda because he knew we had a meeting coming up Thursday. So I'll just send that note out to the PNB.
Okay, and I'll call him clarifying his...
I'll tell you what, if you could ask him to send the... See, it just came with the name of the auditors, the auditing firms. Can you send whatever background information? I'm not sure what you have.
Oh,
the PNB might need to look for.
I think I have two of them on my computer. The other one I can roll. I can...
Or just ask Fred to do it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll send it tomorrow.
That'd be great. Yeah, so maybe all three, I guess the final three. Yeah.
So there was one primary recommendation, but you're sending the top three, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So you will ask Fred to send that out, or you will send it?
Yeah, one way or the other, I'll get to Fred tomorrow at noon.
Great.
That's about his time. And,
okay, so I won't send it out. You can send it to all the PNB.
No, I'll have him go ahead and do it with the proposals attached.
Okay. I'll probably want to be looking at my my email at all tomorrow.
Yeah. So I would rather not be the one to send it out in case my issue is not resolved.
Okay.
So,
okay, well, okay. I mean, if it's easier... It sounds like Bill and Lydia both have email stuff. I don't know what Fred sent. I'd have to go back and look at the email, but I could write to him and try to get anything we don't have.
My phone is working perfectly fine, so I'll call him. I might even call him right now, actually.
Okay.
Send it out.
It's not that late there anyway. He's there in L.A., isn't he? West Coast?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Great. Okay.
All right. That's your
okay.
Are we adjourned?
Any other action items? I guess not. So I guess we're on with the agenda. Thank you all.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you.
Did you have something else, Summer?
Good night, everyone, then.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Well, we're adjourned, so good night. Thank you all.
Okay,
good night.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
Good night.